This is Dealing with Tricky Family Members. You're listening to Volume 1, Session 3. Family is defined as the people who you are related to by blood or by marriage, or the typical unit of parents plus children. But of course, everyone's experience of family is different. In the end, it boils down to who you grew up with or who you think you should have grown up with, as well as what your familial support system is in adulthood, or what you think it should or could have been but isn't. Basically, even if someone didn't grow up with, for instance, their birth parents, or in what they feel is the equate typical version of family, that person has a mental and emotional perception of what family is or what a particular family member should be like. In childhood, we have a limited amount of choice and control over who we live with or spend time around. In theory, in adulthood, we have a hell of a lot more choice and control. We can choose who we want to surround ourselves with and with whom we want to engage. Of course, in reality, it doesn't always work out that way. Not because we don't have that choice and control, but because of how we feel about and perceive family. Bonds, love, need, loyalty, shared history, unshared history, expectations, obligations, guilt, fear, agendas, both open and hidden, hopes and dreams, plus more, influence how we interact with family in adulthood, as well as what we feel that we should be doing. It can significantly affect how free we perceive ourselves to be, and how we choose and engage in our other interpersonal relationships. Our family can represent the hopes we have for ourselves. If they do well, if they change, then we can feel that we will be all right and that we can evolve, even though this is something that is not conditional on our family. Family is a construct representing our emotional perception of a series of connections. Some are by blood, some are by marriage, and others represent people who were responsible for our care or who we had to live with, even if they didn't fit neatly into the blood or marriage box. Some of them, yes, might be people who we wouldn't have chosen for ourselves if we'd had any choice about it. Family is an ideological construct because it's subjective, and much as we might try to reach for general society's view, our views on our families are all unique because they represent our met and unmet needs, as well as our expectations and desires. Society teaches us that family is a group of people who all like and love each other. This is really like saying family is a group of people who all like and love each other because they have to or because they should. And therein lies the problem, because should gives the impression that this is the rule, that it happens naturally, and that it's enforceable whether through people-pleasing or demanding or forcing it. What we forget is that with all the best intentions in the world, some people encounter problems, experiences, fears, ideas, and personal motivations that alter their feeling, perceiving, and relating, so we don't get the like and love experience from them. Family doesn't mean that you should all have the same values or that you will all automatically have a lot in common. Sometimes it becomes clear that the length and breadth of what you have in common with your family is sharing blood. This is why dealing with a TFN can be so painful. The closer the connection, and we wonder why they behave or feel about us as they do. This is especially so when we might go to a lot of effort to show our love, and then feel rejected because they don't live up to our ideals or recognize us. We then don't feel that we can be our ideal self or recognize us either. Sometimes our pain comes from being that close, but also being so different. We feel bad about ourselves because it's like, why can't I be more like them, or why can't they be more like me? So we feel that the more we grow, that we're rejecting them, and the more that we don't grow is the more that we feel that they are rejecting us. And so round and round we go. The further away the connection is, and we wonder why they have such a problem with us, considering that we don't have the extended shared history or we don't see them all the time. it can cause us to wonder what we're, you know, provoking. Our relationships and the dynamics within our family are about connections. Much of what influences that connection and also distinguishes family from, say, everyone else, is that there's an all or most of our life history with some or all of them. That history doesn't just represent what we share with them, including our various experiences plus each member's subjective view of things. It also represents what came before us, some of which we may or may not be aware of. In talking to many people who have struggled with TFMs, there's a repetitive theme of not knowing much about the backstory of the people in question. They don't consider what's happened to that person in other areas of their life, including not just when they themselves weren't around, but even the influence of that person's heritage or upbringing. These, along with that person's personality, characteristics, circumstances, resources, and level of abundance, influence some of their thinking, feeling, and behavior today. Or sometimes they do know some of this and for some reason don't see it as pertinent to the situation because they are over-empathizing and blaming themselves and so limiting their view. Or they feel as if they're entitled to a better version of this person. Our perception of what we think family means suits our vision, our aims, and our needs, but doesn't always account for the bigger picture. As a result, when we encounter a TFM, it can feel deeply personal, as if their character and behavior is designed specifically for us. When it's several family members, we can feel ganged upon and wonder what we've done to deserve this or feel rejectionable and even abandoned. This is understandable. Dealing with a TFM feels like an assault on our roots in some or a lot of respects because family is where, of all places, we expect to be accepted, supported, and loved without question or barriers. Our perception of family, both the ideals and the reality of them, cause us to do harmful and helpful things that we would not do with others. We might love our family freely and be vulnerable in ways with them that we wouldn't be with friends or romantic partners. On the other hand, if we encounter a TFM, we swallow our feelings to help us avoid them in the short term, but it takes its toll. Accepting our feelings is an all-important step to freedom and feeling better about the relationship because we can deal with the situation from a more honest place. The takeaway. We don't choose the family that we are born into. In our other relationships, we have the option of a discovery phase. We can get to know, for example, a romantic partner and be free to not pursue it. But with family, whatever we're dealt with, personality, experience-wise, etc., we have to deal with them. No family fits neatly into anyone's cookie-cutter view of it because it's got a set of individuals in it. They are not clones and try as, for instance, a dictator-style TFM might try to control everyone, that's not possible. At least one family member will serve as a reminder of the truth that you cannot control the uncontrollable or hope to rule others and for there not to be an uprising of some sort. We don't have to like all family members, especially blood relatives. Really, we don't. If more people owned up to the fact that they don't like everyone and that sometimes we have cause to not like a family member, there would be a lot less resentment and forced relationships in the world. You can love and care about a person, but realize that you don't like the way that they behave or how their pattern and expectations affect you. You can also love a person, but realize that you can't be around them. We don't always feel as if we fit in with our family, and this can cause us to question ourselves or to question what the message is in being with them. Our desire to be loved, accepted, and supported may mean that we hold ourselves back because we think these are conditional. In your family, even if everyone says that they want and feel the same thing, that's not how it plays out when egos come into the fray. One person's interpretation of love and loyalty, for instance, can be very different from someone else's. A big part of dealing with a TFM is connecting with those feelings that you've suppressed and repressed, but that haven't gone away. That emotional charge is hurting you. Journaling. if this person wasn't your family, would you be putting up with this? Is this person or group of TFMs someone you would willingly choose to have in your life? It's important to ask yourself these questions and try to answer honestly from your gut without judging you or the feelings that come up. You also don't need to make an overt judgment about these people either. Judge the situation. If the answer is no, then you now have a springboard to explore your beliefs around what family means, including what they, quote, should do. Is any of what you agree to, whether it's passively or not, compromising your boundaries and affecting your self-esteem? You can also look at whether you're expecting this person to be someone that they're not. If there are things that you do differently with this person to everyone else, why are you making that exception? Exploring your feelings about this person doesn't mean that you'll have to tell them to jog on, but again, it helps you understand what's influenced the way you are engaging with this person. If you would put up with whatever it is that makes them tricky in your other interpersonal relationships, so excluding family, how is this decision functioning for you? Is it harming or helping you? Are you happy within these other relationships, or do you feel similarly to what you do with family? So, for instance, if you, when you look around at your other relationships, see that you, for instance, have a friend or romantic partner who is similar to the TFM and who you basically try to do the same thing or try to avoid the same thing, how is that functioning for you? How is that working for you? If you would choose this person, so the TFM, to have in your life, what are your reasons? This helps you to get a sense of the positives that this person has brought to your life. Is what you like about him or her based on the past, where you wouldn't have seen this side for a while? Or is it a case of when it's good, but when it's bad, it's awful? If it's the former, explore your feelings about the change you've noticed, and if it's the latter, how is dealing with what may be extremes affecting you? It's also worth considering what you're trying to get from this person. Sometimes when we say that we would choose to have the person in our life, it's because of an unmet need. If we got what we've been trying to, it would fill a void and fulfill a fantasy. See you in the next session.